Proclamation number 7918, dated the June 13th, 1961. Scrutiny of spiritual knowledge. Contact me when you are presented with spiritual knowledge for scrutiny, so that I will guide your thoughts into the right direction and give you the ability to form a correct judgment. For your intellect is incapable of making spiritual judgments. It requires an awakened spirit to guide your thinking into the right direction, and thus I myself, the Eternal Father Spirit, must always be able to establish contact with your indwelling spiritual spark if your correct thinking is to be guaranteed, if your scrutiny for the origin of spiritual knowledge is to be accurate. The intellect cannot conduct such an examination and, were it to do so, there would be no guarantee for truth. The truth comes forth from me and it will only be recognized by those who establish contact with me, who appeal to me for enlightened thinking and who therefore will not accept anything but the truth. And so you humans should not value your intellect too highly, for as soon as it concerns spiritual spheres I want to be approached directly, otherwise the truth would only ever be the privilege of those people who possess a highly developed intellect. But my condition for correct and truthful thinking is different. I expect from you humans the love which awakens your spirit, which enlightens your thinking, which is the direct bond with me, the eternal love itself. A sharp intellect, however, is no guarantee for a life of love. A sharp intellect without love can also be used by my adversary, and then truthful thinking can never be expected because the influence exerted by my adversary will always be against me in order to undermine the truth which exposes him. Understand that only a person living a life of love is wise, for he lives within divine order and is thus enlightened, he has gained realization, the knowledge of the pure truth. So, of what use is a highly developed intellect to a person if he lacks love? He will not be able to offer you truth, as my adversary's tool he is more likely to lead your thinking astray, since the former will always intervene where a person's life opposes the divine order, where the principle of love does not predominate. Love protects him against this influence. Love characterizes him as a divine living creation. Love testifies to the bond with me and therefore also always to correct thinking, and thus he will also always know the truth. He will be capable of forming a correct judgment when he scrutinizes spiritual knowledge, and he will reject all false spiritual information. The degree of love therefore determines to what extent the human being knows the truth and not the amount of externally received spiritual knowledge, which will remain lifeless knowledge as long as the spirit is not yet awakened through love. The reason why so much error exists in the world and why error is far more likely to be accepted than truth is because people lack the ability to make correct judgments and therefore readily accept anything they are offered by people with great mental ability who are deemed competent to scrutinize spiritual knowledge for its truth. You must always approach me directly for help. You must always appeal for my support. If you don't want to fall prey to error, always appeal to me for spiritual enlightenment, for correct thinking and for recognizing the truth. And your desire for truth will guarantee your correct thinking, for I want you to know the truth. I also want you to pass a correct judgment when it is requested of you. But I always want to be recognized and approached as the origin of truth. For only I can impart it to you through those whose spirit is awakened because they live a life of love. Amen.